Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Tim in Burlingame. Hey, Tim. Thanks for calling.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing? Mark, I work at Burlingame High where your dad worked.
No way, Tim. What do you do over at Burlingame?
I teach AP Lang. And I called you guys about a year ago to help you learn the difference between run the gantlet versus run the gauntlet.
Oh,
I don't remember
yeah.
that. You gave me a lot of crap.
I do remember that, although what I don't remember is then the conversation that ensued. So I still have no idea what the difference is, but thank you for trying.
That's good. Hey, so I have an imperfect but interesting analogy.
Okay.
About the Warriors, right? I had a friend who had this. She had an orchid, and it was started to kind of die, and you know the beauty of the bloom at the top. And we said, well, what's going on? She's like, well, you know, I keep pinching off these little buds on the bottom because I think they're sucking the life away from the beautiful bud at the top. And we were kind of like, that's not really how it works, right? This beautiful aging orchid is still kind of beautiful. And she was plucking off all the new buds that were actually going to sprout and become the new beautiful orchid. It's an imperfect analogy. But it's what I thought of when I thought of you two arguing a few minutes ago, and I appreciate it. I hope you guys have an amazing winter break and
Tim,
all that.
Tim, yeah, you, thanks, you, Tim, you as well. I appreciate it so much. Big day for winter break, by the way. I mean, most schools, it's 3:56.
I think they're already out and about.
Y'all just got out, didn't you?
Well, a lot of them, it's a minimum day today, too, so they've been out for a while.
Oh, for sure. My daughter actually is, not only was she out earlier, they're already in the city playing soccer right now.
Nice.
I think they're playing university.
Okay.
I don't know. They're playing somebody right now. Yeah. Finals were over hours and hours ago. But if you are a newly minted winter breaker, congrats.
Yeah, get after it.
Feels pretty good.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Go crazy.
Anyway, the idea though, like I fully get his analogy. However,
I kind of missed it. Like, you're pinching the bud off the orchid.
Well, he's saying that if you trade the Kamingas and the Pods and the Moody's of the world, you're pinching off of the new blooming flowers in an effort to let the big flower, the big established flower, stay strong.
Right.
And he's saying, I don't think that the flowers work that way. And that's a fair opinion to think that maybe the Warriors won't work that way either. The only difference, I guess, to the analogy, and he admitted it was imperfect, I don't think anybody's suggesting that Kamingas and Pods or anybody else, even unnamed draft picks, I don't think they're pulling away from Steph Curry. I don't think they're taking his shine or whatever. They have not become, at least not yet, the necessary stems to support the big orchid. And like, maybe that timeline doesn't work for them. I'm not even blaming them for that. But at the same time, if there's a way to sort of regenerate those leaves and turn them into a stronger supportive piece for the big flower, I still think it's worth it to do it. I know a lot of you think that the big orchid is already, it's dying.
Right. It's wilting.
Yeah.
The flower is wilting.
I know a lot of you think
and
that.
You can't, like, you can prop it up with sticks and stems, and you can, you know, try to bring another flower in to dress up the pot and the orchid that you have, but the big orchid is fading and it's dying. It's aging out, and that's okay. That's what happens with orchids. And we actually get a lot of orchids in our house, and sometimes they last 3 months, sometimes they last 6 months. And the 6 month ones are great. And it's like, man, that thing lasted a long time. And this orchid, Steph Curry, has lasted a long, long time. And it's been beautiful. It's been one of the greatest flowers in the history of flowers. And yet here we are, and it's getting that time to the point where, you know, you're losing some leaves and it's almost time to part with that flower, and you could try to prop it up if you want and, you know, give up other assets to bring in something else. I just don't think that's a smart move to make.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Do you know what's interesting about the conversation we're having right now? I just caught this. Sometimes when you see it in print, it's different than when you're having a conversation with someone.
Yeah.
So Monty Poole joined us earlier. NBC Sports Barry's very, very tapped in. The station, also known as Director of Sports Lucas Alexander, has put one of his quotes up on Twitter, on our Twitter feed. Good job. You're another one of your good impressions.
Thank you.
When you read it, I caught something that I didn't catch the first time when he said it. Listen to this now. Quote, I know they're going to be active, but I don't sense Mike Dunleavy or Joe Lacob feel they have to do something right away. They want to play it out for a few days and see how it goes. I didn't catch...
A few days.
For a few days.
Right.
Like, when you tell me on December 20th, they're not panicking. They want to play it out. Like, my brain goes, oh, so that's at least another month. He said they want to play it out for a few days. Huh.
Do you want to hear it?
I do.
Why don't you do the legal first, and then I'll play that
wow,
for you.
Wow, that was forceful, and I like that. I like that.
You're time for the legal.
Yep, you're listening to 95.7 The Game. Why don't you stop telling me what to do? KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. It's always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. How'd you like that?
I liked it a lot.
Okay.
Here's Monty Poole from the 2 o'clock hour. You can go use the free Odyssey app to listen, but here's a portion.
I know they're going to be active and talking to other teams, trying to make something happen, but I also know that I don't sense, at least, that Mike or Joe feels like we got to do something right away. I mean, they still have about 5-6 weeks before the trade deadline. And I think that they're thinking, okay, Dennis just got here. Let's see how this looks for a few games. And before we start looking at other options in terms of doing something pretty quickly. But right now, I don't sense that they want to do something tomorrow or the next day or the next day. I think they want to play it out for a few days and see how it goes.
Well, he said before a few games.
He did.
And he also mentioned 5 or 6 weeks till the deadline.
Right,
so
5 or 6 weeks till the deadline.
Director of sports maybe is...
No, it's not misquoting. He ends with they want to play it out for a few days and see how it goes.
I get it, but I think the overall tenor of what he's saying is the deadline's in 5 or 6 weeks. They want to see it for a few games at least. I don't think that I heard him say, yeah, by Wednesday, they're going to make their move.
I agree, but I think that in a few days or a few games... they start to further form their opinion.
Sure.
Like right now, they are, as Anthony Slater even said a couple of weeks ago, it is information gathering season. And right now, that's why, like, if you're having a hard time with the urgency of the games, you know, Draymond, no one loses the championship in December. It's true. That's true. But you might lose your roster spot. You might lose your home because you might get sent to Detroit. Like, these are huge games as far as the front office forming opinions. I think they're massive right now.
Agreed. And, you know, you want to talk about until the deadline, and we mentioned it yesterday as you get into the deadline, which is February 6th. They have a game that day against the Lakers. So by the time you get to the deadline, you will have played 50 games. You play Utah the day before the deadline at Utah. So right now you've played 26 and you have 24 more to go. So I think when you look at the next 5 or 6 weeks,
yeah,
that becomes a little bit more of a fair barometer, more than like the next three games. You play Saturday, Monday, Wednesday. We talked about it before. You play every other day now for the better part of like the next month.
Right.
It's pretty much every other day, boom, 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 boom. So you're going to get a good idea pretty quick of where you are.
I'm going to bet you that this happens before the deadline.
Well, if it doesn't, it has to happen before the deadline.
No. Just, not at
I'm
the
not
deadline.
Trying to
you
be
know what
like,
I'm saying? Don't.
To do it.
Don't with your exact words.
You just tried to make
I'm
me a
bet.
I'm going to
bet you that this happens with some space prior to the deadline.
So before February 1st.
Well, the deadline's what, the 5th?
The 6th.
The 6th. Yeah, I definitely think it's a January move.
Okay. Now, that is something I can sink my teeth into.
I bet you
they make a move before the deadline if they make a move.
I bet you they make it while I'm still in my 40s.
Birthday is January 17th?
No.
23rd?
Mm-mm.
It's somewhere in there.
It's not in that window, actually.
It's like the
12th.
Why don't you just guess every single day?
Yeah, keep going.
Why don't you mind your own business?
Remember in Price is Right when it's that number and then you finally go 21, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you win.
My ex is the 13th. My late father is the 17th. My brother's the 25th.
Why are you bringing up other people? That's not what we're talking
about. Because I know your birthday isn't one of those days.
That's correct.
And I know it's not early, early January.
That's also correct.
I do believe it's in that mid because you're so mid.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, see what I did there? Whatever, Grandy.
That's a one.
I
don't even care. You don't have to grade it. It felt good coming out. January 11th is your birthday.
Dude, you're off by 2 weeks.
Who cares?
Good Lord. Yeah, fair.
2 weeks would be the 25th.
I'm captain. It was 24th. I'm captain. Yeah, who cares about birthdays? Most over-celebrated thing in the history of mankind and creation.
I care, and mine's coming right up.
I know you care. You're one of those people.
I'm less than 8 months
away.
You
celebrate your half birthday.
February 15th.
Like a freak. I mean.
Get to the stores early.
Anyway. I bet.
The 24th. I won't forget.
By the 24th, the Warriors make a transaction. Want to bet?
No.
Okay.
Because
that was fun.
I think they will make a transaction. Now,
No. They're not sending someone to the G League.
This is what you do.
No.
This is what you do. You do this, and then, I was right. They made a transaction. Pat Spencer, two-way contract.
I do not laugh like Farhan. It's not even similar at all.
But what you do is you make these wagers, and I agree to it. You're trying to give me the guru treatment,
The Warriors will acquire a player who averages more than 15 points a game by January 24th.
I mean, I'm not gonna dispute
that.
That's not a big move. Like,
what do you mean it's not a big move?
They got Dennis Schroeder.
Right.
Is that a big move?
Big-ish. It's not a big move. It's not Giannis.
Now, if you want to talk about
it's
them,
it's not small.
Are they gonna land a big game? Are they gonna land somebody who's making $40 million a year?
You gotta define those people.
Somebody making $40 million a year.
So Vucevic is not a big acquisition then.
No. It wouldn't be a big acquisition.
I think that'd be pretty big news.
That's a
20-10 basketball player in the NBA.
20-10?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He averages a double-double. 20-10.
That would be a good move. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a big move.
We're talking about a big game hunting. That's not big game hunting.
That's debate show stuff.
We're debating, and we're doing a show.
If it goes that way, yeah, we're doing a show. I'm talking about actual Warrior basketball. That's a pretty significant acquisition if they make it.
Well, if you want to just do this for the sake of the debate,
if you agree with
me, say no.
No, I mean,
they won't.
You don't have to.
No, I don't think that they will.
I'm not forcing you into making a bet.
I don't think that they will because they're going to continue to slide and slip and slide. And so you're going to get to January 24th, your big birthday. You get to put the five on it. You got five on it coming up here in about a month, big dog.
Yep.
And then, they're going to be two games below 500, and it's going to be Yawn City.
Not going to make me cry, Roy.
I'm not trying to trigger you. I'm just pointing out the obvious.
Let's go to Telmo in the city. Hi, Telmo. What's up?
Be closer to 100 than zero.
Round down. Go ahead, Telmo.
What up, Telmo?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing? Happy Friday.
To you as well.
I'm headed to the little guy's preschool holiday party, so it's going to be a blast.
Oh, I bet every parent there is like, just what we wanted to do for winter break, go back to school.
No, today's the day we get to take them home for 15 days, which at this point is going to feel like an eternity.
I'm already looking forward to sending them back. Anyway, go ahead.
Hope there's cocktails at this little shindig.
Anyway, so I'm calling. You know, I've been hearing all these things, and I think somebody earlier, I don't know if it was on this show or the show before, was like, oh, they should trade Steph Curry for LaMelo Ball and three draft picks and a dandelion wish and a prayer and this and that. And I don't think people realize, as much as we're fans of a basketball team, Joe Lacob bought a basketball franchise for $500 million that is now worth north of $9 billion, the most valuable franchise in the NBA. And they're valuable two reasons, because they've won a lot recently, more so, you know, a handful of years ago than currently. But a huge part of that reason is Steph Curry. Steph Curry is a generational player. He changed the game. He is global. He is an ambassador for the sport. He's an ambassador for other sports. Children love him. Men want to be like him. All those things. You do not just trade that guy away so maybe you can get three games better and get the fifth seed instead of the seventh seed. That's not a realistic thing. So people can keep on going back and forth. And unless it was to be something so significant that you feel you would keep your franchise on this Mount Rushmore of winners and that trajectory, they're not going to get rid of Stephen Curry for some you know, slightly above average league player and some draft picks who we've all seen could amount to nothing at all.
No, Telmo, no, like, is someone...
It was the earlier show, Telmo, yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Telmo.
The idea
someone's
was,
suggesting that...
Yeah, Steph goes and plays with his brother and plays for the franchise where his dad was, and you get...
Who brought this up?
Some caller.
Oh,
and you get LaMelo Ball, and you get some picks, and you start it over with, you know, LaMelo Ball is an exciting young player, but I don't know if he's ever going to be
a champion.
Yeah. And that's great. And I think he's a good young player, and he's having a great year, but I don't know if he's the guy that I would want to build around, but that's what an earlier caller said.
Yeah. We don't even need to get into the absurdity of the idea of Steph Curry. I'd rather come at it from this angle. The Warriors aren't doing that.
Right.
It is the hardest stop non-starter that the organization has ever known. They will flat out not do it. You could offer them LeBron, Michael, Bird, and Magic at their primes, and the organization would say no thanks. They are more interested right now in this man finishing his career with the Warriors than they actually are in the idea of winning another title, I believe.
Yeah. As they should be, and that's what Monty Poole is telling us in the 2 o'clock hour. You don't trade players like Steph Curry. Just don't do it.
Now, the idea of trading for someone around Steph and maybe it only makes you a game two or three better, I will say this. Like, you got to remember, you don't get to know the result when you make the trade.
Of course.
So, to me, I'm just a big fan in the value in trying. Like, You cannot be afraid to fail. You cannot not do things like I'm a bit. Do you know who Gary Vee is? Vaynerchuk, big marketing guru, and I'm a big fan of his. And especially if you're a teenager or in your 20s, you should follow him. Just go to Gary Vee. You should follow him on social media because he's an absolute master motivator. And he is smart, and he has made a whole lot of money because of how smart he is. And his big message will constantly be, dude, just keep doing it. Keep doing it. Stop being so damn afraid to fail. Stop worrying about what other people think. And I think the Warriors and a lot of professional sports franchises are good at that. They're not worried about what we think. They may be tuned in, and they're listening, and they know, like, it's helpful to know, but they are not going to be swayed from what they think based on this conversation.
Well, just because you do something doesn't mean that it's going to work. And just because you don't do something doesn't mean that that also won't work.
Correct. But whatever you think is the right thing to do, do it with everything you got.
And they will. And I hope it's not trade young players for some rental of a guy who's not going to help you anyway.